英検2級過去6回全問題集 CD1 2016年度第2回実用英語技能検定2級一次試験リスニングテスト。ただいまから2級リスニングテストを行います。このテストには第1部と第2部があります。英文はそれぞれ一度だけ読まれます。放送の間メモを取っても構いません。では第1部のテストから始めます。これは対話を聞き、その質問に対して最も適切な答えを選ぶ形式です。対話と質問は一度だけ読まれます。問題はナンバー1からナンバー15まで15題で、回答時間はそれぞれ10秒です。では始めます。
This is great. Sitting in my favorite chair, eating chips and watching football. And my favorite team is winning too.
Yeah, but don't get too excited, honey. The game isn't over yet.
I know, but I can't help it. They haven't won a game in a long time.
Let's hope they can win this one. Question. Why is the man excited? Number 2. Excuse me, sir. I'm sorry, but you'll have to take your drink outside.
Oh? I can't drink it here?
I'm afraid not. This area is for study only.
Oh, I didn't know. I'll go outside then.
Question. Where is this conversation probably taking place? Number 3. I'd like to take a trip to Asia next year, but I don't think I'll have enough money. How do you manage to go abroad so often, Curtis?
Every month, I put 5% of my salary into a special bank account.
Oh, I spend most of my money by the end of the month.
Well, if you don't stop doing that, Jill, you'll never be able to take a vacation.
Question. What does Curtis advise Jill to do? Number 4.
Are you planning on playing basketball next year, Debbie?
Well, I'm really worried about passing my college entrance exams, so I've decided not to join the basketball team. I really want to focus on my studies.
How about if you only come to practice once a week? You're one of our best players.
Sorry, Coach Wilson. I want to concentrate 100% on getting into a good college. Question. What is one thing the girl says? Number 5.
Honey, I stopped by a travel agency on the way home from work to get some information for our next ski trip.
Great! What did the travel agent say?
Well, she recommended Stone Mountain. She said there are easy trails for beginners like me and more difficult ones for good skiers like you.
That sounds great. I've always wanted to try skiing at Stone Mountain. Question. What is one thing we learn about the man? Number 6.
I don't feel well today, Mom. Can I stay home from school?
You look okay. What's wrong? Should I take you to the doctor?
I have a stomach ache. I don't think I need to see the doctor, though.
Well, if you don't need to see the doctor, you have to go to school. Now hurry up. You'd better start getting ready, or you might miss the bus. Question. What does the woman tell her son? Number 7. Excuse me, can you tell me why there's a crowd here?
Yes, ma'am. I'm about to take everyone on a walking tour of the city. Because I'm a volunteer guide, the tour doesn't cost anything to join.
It's free? That's great! Can I come along?
Of course. We'll leave in just a minute.
Question. Why is the tour free? Number 8. Excuse me, waiter, but I just spilled my wine. Do you have a cloth I can use?
I have one right here. Let me wipe the table for you.
There's wine on the floor, too. What a mess. I'm sorry about that.
No trouble at all. I'll have it cleaned up in a minute.
Question. What does the woman ask the waiter to do? Number 9.
Hello, Jim Brown speaking.
Hello, Mr. Brown. This is Cindy Gray from the Watertown Public Library. I'm calling to let you know that the book you requested last week has been returned.
Oh, good. When can I pick it up?
We'll hold the book for you for 1 week, so please come get it before next Tuesday. Question. What does the woman tell the man? Number 10.
Hello?
Gary, it's Amy. I got your message. You said you're having some kind of problem?
Yeah, thanks for calling me back, but it's solved, so don't worry.
What was it?
Well, I couldn't find my cat. I was going to ask you to look for it with me, but I just found her sleeping behind some boxes, so everything's okay now.
Question. Why is the woman calling the man? Number 11. Okay, Doug. Now put in the milk. Just do it slowly, and make sure to mix it well. Let it cook for about 10 minutes, and the soup should be done.
Wow, Mom, it smells so good. I can't believe I was too scared to try cooking before. It's not really as hard as I thought.
Well, if you enjoy it that much, you can start cooking every night.
I don't know about that, but you'll have to show me how to make some other dishes, too.
Question. What is one thing we learn about the boy? Number 12.
Gosh, honey, this novel I'm reading uses some really difficult words. Do you know what the word punctilious means?
Punctilious. That means to be careful to do things correctly. We learned that word in high school.
How can you remember things like that?
Easy. I studied a lot more than you did. You were always out with your friends. Question. What does the woman suggest about the man? Number 13.
Linda, these roses on your desk are really beautiful, and they smell so nice.
Thanks, Ben. They're from my garden at home.
Oh, really? I didn't know you liked gardening.
Yes, I love it. I've been growing flowers in my garden for years. Question. What is one thing the woman says? Number 14. Can you help me with my homework, Dan?
Sure, Judy, as long as it doesn't have anything to do with math.
Actually, I was hoping you could help me with my biology. I just can't understand this week's assignment.
Biology isn't my best subject either, but I'll try.
Question. What will Dan try to do? Number 15. Excuse me, driver. Are you sure we're going the right way?
You wanted to go to the station, didn't you?
That's right. The city bus station.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you said the train station.
Question. What does the woman want to do?
これは英文を聞き、その質問に対して最も適切な答えを選ぶ形式です。英文と質問は一度だけ読まれます。問題はナンバー16からナンバー30まで15題で、回答時間はそれぞれ10秒です。では始めます。
Yesterday, Kaori went to a market where people were selling second-hand goods such as books and CDs.There was one man who was selling second-hand books for 200 yen each. Kaori decided to ask the man to lower the price, and he let her have three books for 500 yen. She got a cookbook and two novels by her favorite author. Question. What is one thing that Kaori did at the market?Number 17.
Sean lives in the suburbs and takes the train to work every day. It takes him about 90 minutes to get to work. At his house, he has a nice yard for growing vegetables, and he likes his big kitchen. However, he wants to live closer to his office. So last week, Sean decided to look for an apartment near the city.
Question.Why did Sean decide to look for a new place to live? Number 18. Now that all the staff is here, let's begin the meeting. This morning, I got a call from a representative of a clothing store company. Her company wants to order 2,000 of our shirts.The problem is that she wants them by next month. There's no time to hire new workers, so we may have to ask factory staff to work on weekends to meet the deadline. Question. What is the speaker worried about? Number 19.
Satyajit Ray was a movie director from India.Many of his movies are thought to be great works of art by people around the world. Rai wrote the scripts for many of his movies and also wrote the music for some of them. His movies are famous for showing a true picture of family life in India.
Question. What is one thing we learn about Satyajit Rai?Number 20. Jenny liked chemistry in high school, so she decided to study it in college. After a few months of college, however, she lost interest in her chemistry classes. She talked to her father, and he suggested that she teach chemistry to some high school students. She got a part-time job teaching some students after school, and teaching what she had learnedmade her interested in her own classes again. Question. How did Jenny become interested in chemistry again? Number 21.
Tim's youth club is trying to raise money for a charity. The charity helps children in hospitals. Last month,A supermarket manager let the club members offer to wash people's cars in the parking lot. Many customers paid the youth club to wash their cars while they went shopping. And the customers were pleased to have their cars cleaned and help a charity at the same time.
Question. What did members of Tim's youth club do last month? Number 22. There is a large kind of turtle called the alligator snapping turtle. It is not a fast swimmer, so it catches small fish in an unusual way. The alligator snapping turtle's tongue looks like a kind of food that fish like to eat. The turtle shows its tongue, and a fish sees the turtle's tongue and tries to eat it. Then the turtle quickly closes its mouth on the fish. Question. How does the alligator snapping turtle catch fish? Number 23.
Okay, students, please welcome our guest speaker, Neil Logan. He was a student at this high school, and then he became a police officer for this city. He has seen many people involved in serious traffic accidents. Today, Officer Logan's going to talk about some of these cases and about how you can stay safe on the roads. Please listen carefully. It may save your life one day.
Question. What is one thing Mr. Logan is going to talk about? Number 24. Welcome to this week's talk on managing a business. Last week, we looked at ways to attract customers to your business. Today, I'll talk about hiring new employees. Of course, there are the usual methods such as newspaper and website advertisements. But I'll also talk about different ideas, such as using social networks and approaching employees from rival companies. Let's get started. Question. What will the speaker talk about today? Number 25.
Rob and three of his friends went hiking on a mountain last Sunday. But after 30 minutes, Rob fell and cut his leg. He was not hurt badly, but it was too hard to keep going. He stopped at a rest area and waited for the others to finish the hike. They took lots of photos with their smartphones so they could show Rob the view from the top.
Question. What happened to Rob? Number 26. Honeybees do many different jobs. They do things like cleaning, guarding their nests, and looking for food. Scientists have learned that worker honeybees' jobs change as they get older. The younger bees work inside the nest, and the older bees fly out to find food. Honeybees generally live for 1 to 5 months, and they may do many jobs during their lifetime. Question. What is one thing that the speaker says about honeybees? Number 27.
Nicole grew up in the city, and she never got a driver's license because she always took the subway. Recently, though, she has been looking for a job, and she thought it would help if she could drive. Nicole took driving lessons, and last month she got her license. She does not like driving so much, but she hopes it will help her find work.
Question. Why did Nicole decide to get a driver's license? Number 28. An unusual race is held every year in a city called Gloucester in England. A large round wheel of cheese is rolled down a hill, and people chase after it. The person who catches the cheese wins the cheese as a prize. The hill is steep, and people sometimes fall and get hurt. However, People from many countries still take part in the event. Question. What is one thing that we learn about the event in Gloucester? Number 29.
10 years ago, Kylie worked as a volunteer English teacher at a school in a village in Thailand. Now she lives and works in Boston. Yesterday, Kylie got an email from a girl she had taught in the village. The girl is studying at a university in Boston, so Kylie arranged to meet her next week. She is looking forward to getting back in touch.
Question. What is Kylie planning to do? Number 30. Sam and his friends are taking an outdoor skills course next weekend. On Saturday morning, they will go to a forest and build a shelter from tree branches and leaves. They will then make dinner from things they find in the forest and spend one night in their shelter. Now, Sam is studying how to find berries and mushrooms that are safe to eat. Question. What will Sam do this weekend?
では時間です。筆記用具を置いて答えの記入をやめてください。